Welcome to Time with Abba, Depression, our daily devotion podcast. Today is January 11th, Thursday. Today's theme: if you fear God, you won't fear any storm. Silence. Put on your bricks and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day. All the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to work in you. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift, to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 7, verses 10 to 17. Genesis chapter 24, verse 52 to chapter 26, verse 16. Matthew chapter 8, verse 18 to 34. Proverbs 3, verses 7 to 8. Now, please pause here and read all four passages first before reading my sharing. My listening, the topic I received from Jesus is, if you fear God, you won't fear any storm. I had a wonderful experience in today's 6 a.m. time with Abba. I was like a primary school student doing homework with my father beside me. When I finished, my father said, "Not good enough, try one more time." And I did it again. Felt good, but my father said, "It's pretty good, can be better, try one more time." Then I did that the third time, and my father said, "Good, now you understand." So, I had three catches today. My first catch is, I am your shield. Why are you so afraid? My second catch today is, fear God. Do not fear the storm. And then the Holy Spirit led me to change into this final one. If you fear God, you won't fear any storm. The main passage I received today is actually from Proverbs 3, verses 7 to 8. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. This will bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones. But the passages in today's Genesis and Matthew are full of fear. Isaac made the same mistake as his father Abraham made, fear death. So both of them told other people their wife was not their wife, but their sister. If not for God acted, it would be a big mess. Jesus' disciples in today's Matthew passage made the same mistake. The interesting is that both Abraham and Isaac experienced greatly. The power of God and His provision. But when the storm came, Abraham told people his wife was his sister two times and Isaac one time. On the other hand, those disciples of Jesus were full of fear, but because of that fear, they knew that even the storm listened to Jesus' command. All those experiences made Abraham, Isaac, and Jesus' disciples to know how to really fear God, how to experience today's Psalm 7, verses 10 to 17, the first words, and all eight verses. My shield is God Most High. God is the one who broke every chain and every enemy's weapon. To know what today's Proverbs 3, verses 7 to 8, to fear God, you won't fear any storm. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, may you increase my faith because of our intimate relationship each day, so that I can learn how to fear you and then I won't fear any storm. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, have you experienced any kind of storm with no one to help? How did you get through? Number two, how can today's topic if you fear God, you won't fear any storm, helps you? Number three, what have you heard from Jesus today? May the Lord bless you.